KMZU's fifth quarter show. This is Sandy Wilson. I'm speaking with Coach Bainbridge of Wellington Napoleon. Coach, what can you tell us about your football game this evening?
Oh, it was a good night for us. We took on Oric Bearcats, and we for our homecoming tonight, we were able to get up on them early. Levi Banner ran back the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and we kind of stayed up on them for most of the game. We did allow quite a few points in the second quarter. We gave up 18 to Oric. You know, they got a good coach over there and some kids that don't quit playing. They showed up with 11 kids tonight to play the game, and I mean, all those 11 kids, they played every special team, offense and defense, and they fought hard all night. We've always had respect for the program up at Oric, and they just gained more of our respect this week, you know. But the second half, we were able to stretch it out quite a bit, and some turnovers kind of, you know, caused the game to get a little out of control. But they got a good program over there, and our kids played well tonight. We came out on top. It was nice.
Well, it definitely sounds like it, Coach. What was the what was the better part of the game for you? Was it the first half or the second half that where you guys really took off and got your points on the board?
We were up 35-18 at half, you know, and, you know, the second half, you know, we were able to hold them at 18, so I thought our defense played a little better in the second half, especially our younger kids when they went in were really able to, you know, kind of figure out their offense. They got a real strong fullback that we struggled to tackle in the first half, but in the second half we were able to take care of him a little better. He's a real talented kid, but, you know, I think our kids started figuring out what was going on a little bit better, but, overall, I mean, our offense was pretty potent most of the evening, and like I said, we had a lot of guys do a lot of good things. I had five or six different kids get in the end zone for us tonight, and it was just a good team victory for us.
Definitely sounds like it. What was the longest drive you guys had going for you?
I'm not real sure. We had pretty decent field position most of the night. You know, we were playing inside the 50 quite often, and we didn't really have a whole lot of long drives, but we did have. You know, a lot of kids making some good plays that were young players. You know, we started two freshmen tonight that haven't started for us consistently at corners, and Dylan Frazee and Jordan Hill, and they started both ways for us this evening, and they stepped up and did their job, and they both ended up getting in the end zone at some point tonight, and give those kids a lot of credit. You know, we're real happy with the depth of our program right now, and that we can pull some younger kids, and they can still make plays for us. So it was good to see those young guys, you know, step up to the plate and make some plays for us.
Absolutely. So, Coach, what's your next game going to be next week?
We will travel to Sweet Springs, you know, and they're kind of, the record's not as good as it probably should be. You know, they're playing a lot of guys really, really close, but our conference is tough, and they're having a hard time finding wins. But they are they're a good team. They really are. They played a lot of guys really close this year, some good programs like Santa Fe and what have you. So we know that, you know, that they're going to show up ready to play. And we know if we can beat them, we can lock up the number two spot in our conference. And this is a tough conference, and that's definitely a goal we're going to talk about this week.
Absolutely, Coach. I can't say that I blame you. So I certainly want to wish you and your guys the best of luck. Now, kind of jumping forward, you know, just a, you know, I know this is a long way off, but jumping forward to next season, do you have any players from this season who should be returning next season?
We only have two seniors, you know, so we got a receiver in Levi Banner, and he's a defensive back also. He's a senior. We got another receiver, middle linebacker, and Alex Rodenberg, who's a senior. And so, you know, we got high hopes for this group for a while. You know, we've been starting a couple freshmen and a young sophomore up front all season and on our line. And so we're really happy looking forward, but you know, this season's not over yet. We still got goals we haven't met yet this year, and you know, all eyes are heading towards next week at Sweet Springs, and then on to districts after that.
That was Coach Bainbridge of Wellington Napoleon on KMZU's fifth quarter show.